Things have yet to return to normal for Chief Bob Gann and the Risk Canyon volunteer firefighters. The High Park fire destroyed one of the department's stations and left some volunteers without homes in the area.
We're still operating fine. We're putting things back together. We've got a number of our responders who are living in town or in various places and are pretty busy, so that's a challenge. Our response looks up a little bit from normal.
Of the eight who lost their homes, Gann says only one is choosing not to rebuild and leaving the department. He says the outpouring of public donations has been tremendous, with around $400,000 raised since the fire. That will allow the rebuilding and improvement of the station lost near Whale Rock Subdivision, one of the area's hardest hit by the fire.
And that's going to be built bigger, and we'll put more capable trucks in there, which is going to improve the fire protection classification in that area. Our biggest two efforts are probably aimed at improving fire protection class, and that is specifically aimed at making sure that people can rebuild and they can get insurance.
Going forward, Gann says recent donations could also help build an additional fire station near Buckhorn Mountain that has been planned for years. The station would cover the area where both the Crystal and High Park fires started. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.